Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started.
Have you put much thought into a strategy for handling your finances leading up to and during retirement? A lot of you, I'm sure, are probably nodding yes. Have you actually put it on paper, though? Have you put those thoughts as part of a formal written financial strategy for retirement? And do you also make a regular habit of revisiting and adjusting that strategy as necessary and as things change, things being your life as well as anything that might be happening to the strategy you may have implemented? If you've answered yes to all these questions, kudos to you. You're in the minority of Americans because only 43% actually have some kind of written financial plan. Planning for a secure financial future in retirement isn't rocket science, but for a lot of people, it's just a matter of establishing and following a routine. And it's easier said than done. A lot of folks have not done this.
Yeah, you're dead on, Toni. In our experience, the best retirement outcomes tend to be those where the person follows a process. And that process a lot of times doesn't really take a long time. It's just a matter of knowing the details. And, you know, upfront planning with a little bit of follow through and maintenance after that. And our process is the Retire with Freedom process. We talk about it here on the air frequently. It's a process that has five steps in it. And you get a picture of what you want. We have to stress test what you're doing currently. The stress test illuminates the good stuff and then the dangers, things that could go wrong. Then we go through the design phase where we're sitting down and really helping people close the knowledge gaps. And then once we agree on the best design for someone, then we're building, we're executing the plan. And then we guide them moving forward. And that's really a lifetime process. And while this doesn't take a lot of time, I will say that the devil's in the details.
Oh, yeah.
Because unless you're a retirement planner as your vocation, then how many retirements have you planned? So for most folks, Toni, their retirement is the first one they've ever planned.
Right.
And the first time we do something, is it usually our best work?
No. I mean, there's a lot of things that are left unthought about or not thought about very deeply. Sometimes you're only looking at it from one angle, and that can be very dangerous to the success of folks' retirement.
You know, I had a couple come in last week, and he said, I'm working with a broker. He's at one of the big banks in town that has an advisory service as well. And he said, every time I ask him about retirement planning, he goes, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Oh.
And it's, he says, okay, but where is it? And so what he's done is he's run some projections. Well, based upon all these different market conditions, you know, you've got a 87% chance that your money doesn't run out. And his question to me was, you know, I've saved over $1 million. And I know that sounds like a lot of money, but I don't know how to turn it into income.
Right.
So what should I be doing? And so income planning is a critical part of this. So we're talking about having a plan and a process that we follow.
Right.
But we also need to know what needs to be in that process.
And creating a plan is really important. If you don't have a plan, I mean, think about a coach going into a football game without a game plan. I mean, he would never do that, right? You just don't go out there and run some plays and throw some balls and hope that you end
just
up in
the end. Up in the dirt.
I mean, you know, there is a well thought out plan behind here. And here's why. Because the better you plan, the better chance for your success. And this isn't just a game. This is your retirement. This is your future. This is your livelihood and your lifestyle that's at stake. So what's more important than that? Why would you not have a plan for that, knowing that all of these things probably are or could happen to us throughout this 25, 35 years that are of our life? And what's our plan? What's our game plan? And what's our backup plan? You know, what's plan B if some of the things don't work the way we want them to? I mean, to me, I'm one of those kind of people that just wants to know that no matter what happens, life's messy. And if any of this messy stuff happens, and when most of it will happen, how am I prepared for that?
Yeah.
Or am I just kind of winging it and hoping it doesn't happen?
Hey, everybody, if you really want to get a handle on your retirement plan, I strongly encourage you to give us a call at 205-988-0006, or you can text that number as well. That's 205-988-0006, or go to our website, askfreedomfinancial.com, That's askfreedomfinancial.com and schedule your free consultation. Here's what happens when you come see us. We just sit down, we get to know each other. We're gathering a lot of information that we need to be able to help you analyze where you stand. We will give you very direct, common sense feedback about the things going well, the things that need to be addressed, anything that needs to be fixed, or questions that need to be answered. We will go through and explain exactly how our process works and how that process is designed to answer those questions for you. It does not cost a nickel. If we decide to work together, then we will. We'll explain how all that works and how we get paid and any other questions that might be on your mind. I just want you to know that the intention of this consultation is for you and your family to leave with significantly more clarity about where you stand and what needs to happen for you to get the right retirement plan in place for you and your family. So do yourself a favor and take some action. Give us a call or text 205-988-0006. That's 205-988-0006. Or go to askfreedomfinancial.com and request a free consultation. I feel certain you'll be glad you did.
Now, let me say this. The transition from one stage of your life to the next, which the transition to retirement, I should say, can be tricky from a financial perspective. You're going from a mindset driven by building and growing your assets and to start having to kind of spend it down, if you will. You know, how do we decumulate those assets? And
right. And
it can't be just done without any thought behind it and without a real plan behind it, because you can blow through too much money too fast. And now it's like, okay, now what do we do? I mean, where do we go from here?
Well, it's like you say, it's like a 1,000-piece puzzle, and you've got to end up making it look like the picture on the box, right? So what's the picture that you want for your retirement? And the point you were just making is when you're working, hopefully your income from your job is sustaining your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's how you're paying the bills. It's how you're taking care of both your needs and your wants. Mm-hmm. But once you retire, now your savings have got to start playing that role.
Yeah, they've got to support your needs and your wants. And, you know, the other thing too is, like you said, I mean, accumulating that transition period between just socking some money away in a 401k or a 403b or something at work without really thinking about it. It's just coming out of your check and you don't think about it much. Now you've got to take that, gather your arms around it, and make it sustain your lifestyle. Because like you said, your
job,
from now on, your job's been sustaining your lifestyle. And let me tell you something. Nobody wants to reduce their lifestyle. No. I mean, nobody wants to. I mean, that's one of those things. It's like, pry this out of my cold, dead hands. I mean, this is my lifestyle. And you want to figure out, how can we predictably, comfortably, confidently keep the lifestyle we're comfortable with?
That's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
They want to know that they can live the way they've been living and sustain their lifestyle and not have to worry about it, not run out of money and not have to worry about it.
Right.
And, you know, that same family that I was talking about, I met with last week. In addition to him saying, you know, my guy at the bank keeps saying, oh, don't worry, I can do retirement planning. And he's in his mind, he's thinking, well, when's that going to start? I mean, he's retiring at the end of this year.
Wow.
So when's the planning going to start? So the other thing that he said was, I don't know if I should retire at the end of the year. Should I work 2 more years or 3 more years? And again, they had over $1 million saved, and he doesn't know if it's enough. And don't you find that those are the kind of questions that most people have
all the time?
You know, they may have saved a lot of money, but they really don't know, is this enough? Is it going to last?
And how can I confidently, that's the big word right there. How can I be confident that the things I'm doing and what I'm spending and where these dollars are going toward, how do I confidently know that I am not going to run out of this basket of money that I've saved? I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, you call it spend confidently.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? How do people spend confidently? Because I know a lot of folks end up being terrified to spend their money in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
A different family, not the one I was talking about earlier, a different family was in here a month or so ago, and they've retired early. And they said, you know, we did without for a long time, so that we could retire early and enjoy our retirement years. We've got a lot of things we want to do. They want to buy a motorhome and travel domestically. That's what they want to do.
A lot of people want to do that.
Yeah,
now.
They want to see, you know, Yellowstone, and, you know, they want
all
to see everything.
Parts, yeah.
East Coast, the West Coast, all of it. And so what they said was, we watched our parents be terrified to spend anything. So So they passed away and they passed some of that money on to us. You know, they had siblings too, so they didn't get all of the money. They got whatever their part was. But in addition to that, they themselves had saved $1.5 million or something. So altogether, they had a couple $1 million. And they said, we watched our parents be terrified to spend a dime, and we don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. The challenge is, we don't know how much it's okay to spend.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.